Earlier, we talked about faithless electors, those pledged to vote for the presidential winner in their state, but decided in the end not to do so. One such faithless elector is Mike Padden. A Republican from Washington State, Padden was supposed to vote for Gerald Ford, who carried Washington in 1976, but Padden instead voted for Ronald Reagan, who wasn't even on the ballot that fall. He had earlier lost his challenge to Ford in the GOP primaries. Mike Padden is now a member of the Washington State Senate and joins us to talk about his decision 40 years later. Mike, welcome to The Political Junkie.
Well, very nice to be on your program, Ken. I did want to correct one thing, and it was rather unique at our 1976 Republican convention in Spokane, where I was selected to be an elector. There was no pledge. There was no even talk of a requirement to vote for whoever carried the state. I admit, you know, probably a lot of people expected that, but there was no pledge.
So you could have, of course, as in many states, these electors can vote for whomever they want, and you decide to vote for Ronald Reagan.
Well, that's right. In fact, with the founders, when they founded the Electoral College, some states early on, I don't even think there was a popular election. The electors were just chosen to some extent. But yes, I thought about it, though, and electors are supposed to use their judgment. So there were some unique circumstances. I came out of the pro-life movement. Ronald Reagan was a strong pro-life advocate, really cared about the vulnerable unborn, and I wanted to see if I could support that position, but I didn't want to do it if it possibly could cost Gerald Ford the election. So there had been a lawsuit that year in Ohio where there was a question of whether or not the Republicans would be able to overturn the results that gave the state for Carter. There's 3-hour time difference, so when we met as electors, right before that, I had called the state of Ohio, the Secretary of State, found out that in the federal court case that it had been thrown out, and the electors met and cast their electoral votes for Carter. So there was still a wide difference in the number of votes, and there was no possible way that Ford could win. I did cast my Electoral College vote for vice president for Bob Dole.
So what do you think of the fact that every 4 years, we look at the list of faithless electors, we see Mike Padden doing his thing in 1976, and once again, you're remembered in Howard's thoughts. Do you expect those phone calls to come every 4 years, and have they been coming every 4 years since 1976?
Well, pretty much. They come more often depending on how close the Electoral College vote is. So this year it seems pretty safe, at least 290, I guess, maybe 306 Electoral College votes for President-elect Trump.
306 if you include Michigan, right.
Right, right. So anyway, I mean, there'll be some, and we can talk about it, but I think, you know, I like I say, I did exercise some judgment. Did want to make a point as to the pro-life cause, and I think all that got accomplished. Afterwards, Lynn Nofsinger issued a statement, a public statement, that Ronald Reagan appreciated my vote. And I've always told people I was just ahead of my time 4 years.
Right. Did you get any negative feedback?
I did get one from the then Spokane County Republican chairman who said, well, that's the end of you, Pat, and you'll never get elected to dog catcher. But other than that, right, I also had a number of people who called and congratulated me.
And you never ran for dog catcher, so it didn't matter, right?
No, so it didn't work. I did run for the legislature in 1980, 4 years later, and got elected from my district that I represent now.
And I mentioned earlier that President Ford had carried Washington that year. That was back in the time when Washington was allowed to vote for Republican candidates for president. They changed the rules, right?
Well, they pretty much have, along with the rules as whether or not Republicans can vote for a governor. We've the state that's gone the longest without a Republican governor.
1980.
So we're behind Massachusetts and Maryland and some of those states. So, but I think eventually our time will come. But right, it didn't happen this year.
What do you say to those Democrats who were trying to do not similar to what you tried to do? I mean, you had a cause, a pro-life cause in 1976. which caused you to vote for Ronald Reagan. What about those Democrats who are trying to get electors to switch from Trump to Clinton? Whether you think that can happen or not, what do you say to those Democrats who are trying to do the same thing?
Well, I mean, I think the electors there that are for Trump are in all probability gonna vote for him, just like I would have voted for Ford. I don't think that'll be successful. I think more likely we have one or two electors in our state which went for Clinton that have said they are not going to vote for Clinton. At least one has indicated that. So I think it's very unlikely that the Trump presidency would be put in doubt as to whether or not he'll get enough votes in the Electoral College.
Do you have any regrets about that move 40 years ago?
No, I really don't. I still very strongly feel that the unborn need protection, and that was ended up a way to emphasize Governor Reagan's approach, and he later became president. I think did a lot of good. So I would do the same thing, I think, if I was 40 years younger.
Mike Patton is a Republican state senator from Washington. As a GOP elector back in 1976, he voted for not the candidate who carried the state of Washington, that was President Ford, but Ronald Reagan. Mike Patton becomes one of the few people in presidential history known as a faithless elector. Mike, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Ken.
Mike, before you go?
Yes.
One thing I forgot to add, I noticed your birthday was November 13th. I want you to know that we share the same birthday.
Wow. Well, that's amazing.
So I think it's important for our audience to know that, and if they want to send us gifts, you know, they should do that, but people should know that.
All right. Thank you.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.